What's the latest on the crew? Let's go inside the clubhouse with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan. Inside the clubhouse is brought to you by Focus Baseball. Sign your kids up now for July open tryouts at focusbaseball.com. Ages 6 to 17.
There he is, Mr. Smarty Pants. He is Andrew Wagner of Forbes Sports. How are you doing, Mr. Wagner?
It's hot, man. It's hot.
It's hot.
That's all I got.
Isn't that what the women say about you whenever you walk into a bar?
No, they hate me. That's pretty universal.
I've heard about you spitting a game at women and women falling all over themselves for you. That is not true. You're making stuff up.
You know what's amazing, and I found this out now that I'm old and single, is like, if you're a 47-year-old man, you get told that there must be something wrong with you because you're old and single by people with multiple divorces. Like,
yeah, that's true. Yes, that's true.
Yeah, there's something wrong with me for being old and single coming from someone with not one, not two, you know, like, the mirror,
yes.
Yo.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. You're right on the money. That was spot on. All right, Mr. Wagner, let's talk about Christian Yelich. Hitting 364 in the month of June. Back in April, we had the toe tap. Then we had the leg kick. Then we went back to the toe tap and screwing around trying to figure out what works. So what has finally clicked for Christian Yelich?
Hey, if I knew that, I'd be a hitting coach, man. I mean, it just seems to be clicking. You know, maybe it's a combination of everything. Maybe he's just seeing the ball better. Maybe everything is just syncing up. Maybe he's figured out, you know, his newly healed back. And maybe it's something as simple as the weather and luck. Sometimes we forget that baseball is an absolutely ridiculous game, and it defies logic. No matter how many different numbers and metrics and evaluation tools are out there, it is a game of dumb luck more often than not. And sometimes it's a matter of a couple of inches of luck, you know, hitting a ball right at someone, or things like that. Sometimes the luck goes in your favor. Sometimes it doesn't. It sounds really stupid, but if you step back and look at baseball from a macro perspective, that's what it is. It's dumb.
It's interesting because I heard Pat Murphy talking, Brewers manager, after the game last night, and Murphy was talking about Bryce Terang. And the idea that he's hitting everything on the ground lately, and somebody brought up to him about, you know, the key is, you know, hitting it off your front foot and pulling the ball and getting the ball in the air and so forth. And Murphy, it was so good. Pat Murphy goes in this whole thing about, man, you can't just tell somebody to hit off with the front foot because then you're going to screw them all up if they go up there thinking about that type of deal. And then another reporter brought up, yeah, but in batting practice, Murphy's crushing the ball. And then he went on this whole thing about what happens between batting practice and a game. It was so good and so intuitive. You don't get that from a lot of managers, but it really tells you just how hard it is to play the game of baseball and hit a baseball when you hear Murphy explain all of this about Terang's struggles.
Yeah, it's definitely not the kind of explanation that we got from the delicate genius during his 9-year reign over the fiefdom, you know?
The traitor, yes.
Who would have thought that a manager could actually answer a question without being a condescending jerk to the person asking it? It is a novel concept for me.
It is.
It was great, and it made a lot of sense. You know, people think that if you rake in BP, you're going to rake in a game. Well, listen, first of all, they're not throwing as hard as the guys are throwing in BP. They're not throwing as far from where the guys are throwing in BP. There's a lot of differences between BP and a game. You know, you're not going up to BP trying to replicate a game condition. You're going up there to try to get loose. I mean, there's not a lot of stretches and exercises you can do to loosen up for swinging a baseball bat, right?
Right.
The only way you can do it is by swinging a baseball bat.
Yep.
That's what batting practice is. It's to get your body ready to go for the game situation. If guys were throwing off the mound and chucking 100-mile-an-hour cheese, you know, Terang's going to do the exact same thing that he's doing in a game.
Yeah, no doubt about it. In fact, I'm taking that back. Was that before the game or after the game, that terrain conversation? I can't remember. Maybe it was before the game. But it was really, really well done by Pat Murphy either way, talking about all of that. Talking with Andrew Wagner, former Sports Brewers writer, brought to you by Focus Baseball. He joins us usually every Tuesday and Friday at 3:20. Things got all messed up today because Pat Murphy was talking when he was supposed to be on the radio. So he joins us now here at 4:20. Let's talk a little bit about what Chad Patrick has done. We let off the show talking about Chad Patrick and his struggles his last three games. Pitched well the first outing in June. The last three outings, not so much. An ERA of 6 here in the month of June. I think you could argue that if there was any question before, there's no argument anymore. He has solidified his demotion once Brandon Woodruff is back, probably.
Yeah, I would assume so. I mean, it's not that unexpected. I mean, it's a pretty hefty workload. Guy's been going out there every 5 games. You know, even the minor leagues, yeah, you're pitching every 5 days, but they have a easier way of, like, limiting that, managing that kind of thing, shorter outings. You're not exerting as much effort because the at-bats aren't as difficult. Like, yeah, it doesn't surprise anyone at all, and it's not a knock on him. He's a young pitcher who's still learning. You know, he's going through and facing teams for a second time now. They've seen him up close and personal. They figure it out. He's got adjustments he has to make, and maybe he's probably getting a little bit tired too, and that's not out of the ordinary.
Let's talk about Jacob Mizorowski. He's got a big start tomorrow against Paul Skeens. That game is almost a sellout. Looking forward to seeing what that looks like tomorrow. Having said that, however, let's have the conversation about innings limits. Because if you look at what Mizorowski did 2 years ago, he was at 71 innings. If you look at what Mizorowski did last year, he was at 97 innings. Right now, he's in the mid-70s as we sit right now. Has there been any talk about innings limits for Jacob Mizorowski this year? Because there's a lot of Brewer fans that think, oh yeah, he'll be in the playoff rotation. And I think you can get to about 120 to 130 by pitching him maybe once a week. But if they're going to pitch him every 5 days like everybody else, I mean, they're going to have to shut this dude down before they even get to September, because he's going to reach the 20 to 30% increase that he had from 97 last year to about 120, 125 this year.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'm curious to see what the press box is going to be like tomorrow, because supposedly it's going to be jam-packed with a bunch of national looky-loos, sure. Which, if I know anything about the Brewers media staff, they will kick us local guys out, except for like the 2 or 3 everyday BBWA members. Like, we'll probably be sitting in the bleachers looking forward to that. As for Mizorowski, one thing to keep in mind is they did kind of do a little load management with him in the minor leagues. Like, if you look at his last couple outings before he came up, They were more abbreviated outings. They were kind of pulling them a little bit earlier. I honestly think that's also one of the reasons that they didn't bring him up until they did, was because you can, like I was just talking about with Patrick before, you can manage workloads a little bit easier in the minor leagues. You know, you can manage those innings, you can manage those outings and efforts a little bit more in the minor leagues, where the development is more important than the game outcome, if that makes sense. So we haven't really discussed any kind of innings limit with him yet, but if you look at his game logs at Nashville, you'll notice that they were kind of doing that leading into his call. Would assume that was part of the reason that, one, they were doing that so they wouldn't have to put him on a harder limit once he got up here.
Well, that's great, but even with that being said, he's still only 20 innings or so, maybe less than 20 innings, away from where he finished all of last year right now. And normally the increase is like 20 to 30% year over year. Yeah. When you're talking about a young pitcher, I mean, that puts him at 120. I mean, that gives you, what, 9 or 10 more starts. If that's actually less than that. It's probably like 7 or 8 starts if he's going 5 innings. That's all he's got left if you're going on that 20 to 30% increase.
Yeah, and be that as it may. And maybe what you'll see is later on in the year, maybe when Woody comes back, if Patrick isn't scuffling, if Patrick kind of turns around between now and then, maybe they send Miz back down and people will lose their minds over it.
Yes.
But it would be one of those things where, okay, we're going to send him down and focus him on, you know, 4-inning outings, kind of lay off him a little bit, back off him a little bit, so we can use him more later. Maybe that's an option. You know, there's a lot of different ways they can do it. Some of them won't be popular. But I would assume they are going to be extra cautious with this guy because he is the future. Now, we've also seen guys that have have shown a propensity to handle a significant increase. Look at the guy who's starting against them now. Paul Skeens had a pretty big jump in innings, and he turned out okay. So it's an individual thing. I think they're going to monitor it. I think they're going to be very cautious about it. I think they're going to, you know, take every precaution necessary. But in terms of a hard limit, that hasn't come up yet.
He is Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports Brewers writer, brought to you by Focus Baseball. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Freddy Peralta on the mound tonight for the Milwaukee Brewers. I would have to assume Freddy Peralta has been pretty instrumental for all these young guys that have come up throughout the year.
Yeah, I mean, they look at him and they see a veteran who's gone out there and got the job done for a couple of years now. And they also see a guy who came up through the system. Now, granted, the Brewers didn't draft him. He was part of the Adam Lind trade and a virtual unknown 18-year-old in that trade. But he came up through the system. He had a lot of expectations on him, a lot of hype on him, and he handled it very well. I think there's a lot of different ways that guys look up to him. And it goes well beyond just his performance on the mound. You know, the real big thing that doesn't get noticed about, and I asked Pat Murphy about this after Miz's debut, you know, for all that was important about what he did on the field, is it fair to say that what he does these next 4 days to prepare for that next start is just as, if not more important? And Murph absolutely agreed with it. You know, how you prepare determines your success. So I think these young guys coming up and seeing the way that guys like Peralta go through their work in between starts is the best lesson they can get in their development.
Mr. Wagner, thank you so much for coming. I look forward to hearing you coming up on the leadoff show with our guy, Tommy Wirtz, brought to you by the Potawatomi Sportsbook tonight between 5 and 6:30. Thank you, sir.
See ya.